And now this is a dictation for he get his age. You, G, H, U, excuse me, I'm going to start all over again. H, U, G, U, E, T, T, E, Mills, M, I, L, L, S, February 5, 41. Address as a letter to Dr. Anu Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Dr. Mohan, consultation for Mrs. Mills, with has chronic kidney disease. She's been followed by your service, cardiology, and interventional radiologist for ascending and descending thoracic aortic aneurysm. Recent CT scan angiogram was done. Upcoming follow-up with Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I. She denies chest pain, back or abdominal discomfort. Is doing a low salt, blood pressure at home in the 130s over 70s and 80s. Weight appetite is stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. She has chronic nocturia incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness or blood. She wears a pad, stable edema, no gross claudication symptoms. Denies numbness, tingling, burning. Denies discolor of the toes. No chest pain palpitation, stable dyspnea, no major cough sputum production, no oxygen inhalers, no CPAP machine, diffuse arthritis but no anti-inflammatory agents. She's still exercising almost daily. She likes to swim or water walking. Next paragraph, her past medical history for hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Denies coronary artery disease, TIS stroke, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies peripheral vascular disease, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, liver abnormalities, no kidney stones, no blood protein in the urine. Next paragraph, prior surgeries, appendix and right total knee replacement. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, prior smoker, half a pack to one pack per day, discontinued more than 30 years ago, probably for 25 years or longer, no alcohol intake, and no family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 173, height 6'7". She's originally from French, from France. Next paragraph, blood pressure is high, 180-94 on the left, 140-80 on the left. No respiratory distress, alert or intestine 3. No facial asymmetry, no palpable neck masses, no carotid bruise, JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal distension or ascites, minor edema and stasis changes, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from April, creatinine 1.1, representing a GFR 50. Back in February, normal sodium potassium, minor increase bicarbonate, normal calcium, GFR 54, cholesterol well controlled, no anemia. There is low level of protein in the urine, 0.28. prior creatinines lower ones, GFR in the 50s, urine no blood, no protein. Minor increase of PTH at 80. Next paragraph, there is a prior kidney ultrasound. This is from November last year. 9.5 on the right, 9 on the left. No obstruction. On the right side, minimal dilatation on the left. Next paragraph. There is a CT scan. Of the chest. Just a few days ago, April. Ascending aortic aneurysm, 3.5 centimeters. Descending aortic aneurysm, 4.9. CT scan of the abdomen aorta. The proximal abdominal aorta on the suprarenal segment is dilated. Renal arteries are open. There is a cyst on the right annexa. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has a stable chronic kidney disease, underlying hypertension, remains on cholesterol treatment, blood pressure in the office not well controlled, given the thoracic ascending descending aneurysm, abdominal aneurysm, blood pressure needs to be better controlled. Beta blocker needs to be increased for blood pressure and as well as minimize the potential rupture of the aneurysm. Needs to follow with Dr. Safadi, interventional radiologist. I see no objections for any procedures. Her level of kidney disease is minor and the benefits of and the recent treatment are more important. She's very frustrated about all the testing and all the doctors that she needs to see. I explained her issues of blood pressure and aneurysm. Kidney is the least of the problems. All issues discussed, end of dictation.